Blog Talk Radio. That's Dynasty right there, guys. And check it out. Check it out is exactly what we want you to do today here on Soul Eye Records Radio as we enjoy celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records, the music that came out of there, the sound, you know, just it was just a wonderful time. And also we want to celebrate those who have come and gone that was a part of Solar. And so God bless all of you guys, and thank you for tuning in today. Also, I want to celebrate just the guys that are still out there. They're still out there doing their thing, and that is absolutely amazing that, you know, at 40-something years later, and every, you know, so many of the groups are still out there doing their thing. So we just want to take our hats off to them. And we want to say hello to Mr. Don Fleming. And we hear that car moving.
Hello.
How are you, brother?
I am good, man. I am good. I appreciate you hanging out with me last night. I was so tired. But man, I appreciate you. Man, thank you for what you did for me.
Yeah, and then after that, an hour later, I did the whole Goldie Mac show for him because he was in a situation. He got hurt, and he had to go to the hospital and get checked out, make sure he's okay. And
fortunately,
you know, there is no, you know, broken bones or anything, but he's just sore.
Oh,
he's very, very sore.
Good.
So he's back home, and he's good. But, you know, having to do that funk show was kind of interesting to me. I was trying to be funky. I was trying my best. I was trying my best to be funky, man, and just trying to hold it down for him, you know, because I know his listening audiences, they are very much into, you know, that funk. And so we are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles, and you just heard Dynasty. Check it out. And so we're going to keep going and keep moving and stuff. What are you up to today? How are you? You all right?
Well, I am good, man. And also wanted to, if you guys catch the playback of Throwback Thursday night, probably last 15 minutes, I got a chance to have a special guest call in, had a brief conversation. We're going to get her on in a couple of more weeks. We had JoJo McDuffie from the Mary Jane Girls on the show.
And we
got a chance to just ask her, you know, about, you know, 36 years of In My House and just, you know, little brief, because again, we were, you know, for time reasons and everything, we kind of cut it short, excuse me. I don't mean to repeat myself, but no, she was amazing, and, you know, and hopefully we can just expound on her story, because, you know, growing up in Buffalo and you know, just that whole Rick James world that she was in, I mean, it's quite a story. So we're going to get her on in a few more weeks, man. So I appreciate all those who was able to support the show and tune in and listen. But, yeah, today it's about celebrating the legacy of Solar Records and the music, the artists, all that good stuff. So take it away, Wardell.
All right, guys. Well, let's get rocking and rolling here. And thank you guys so much to all our friends, to the listeners and stuff for hanging out with us today. We're going to get rocking and rolling on the sound of Los Angeles Records and the artists. Let's have a good time. We'll be back.
Like a hound dog. Work it out, hold on, it's never.
Midas Touch, and you know that goes a long ways, man. And Midnight Star had that touch, and we're so proud of them, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to be around so much talent. You know, all these different groups. I mean, most of the groups have gold and platinum records. That's amazing. And so you just got to give props to Dick Griffey for that, right? I mean, come on. Most of your groups are gold and platinum. That's a beautiful thing, man. I'm just so proud, man. I'm so proud to be a part of something, a wonderful history that's really been a blessing to a lot of people. And, you know, Don, I know you busy and you running around there, man. And I just want to let you say whatever you want to say before you run into your meeting.
No, I just wanted to, Midas Touch was, excuse me, Midas Touch was my jam, first of all. But, I mean, again, you're looking at 35 years from that Headlines album, 35 years, and it's still, I mean, it's still like it's just fresh and new, you know, and that's what I love about just good music, man. It withstands the test of time. I sound like a broken record when I say it, but yeah, it does. It really does.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, I can flip on almost any Motown song and just be in heaven. Like, yes. And, you know, and people can say that about Solar. Man, we are so lucky to be, you know, and I hear it periodically when people will say, you know, you guys were the new Motown coming up. And I go, whoa, that's really, that's high right there. I mean, you're really reaching. And they go, no. It was, Motown had did what they did. And then when you guys came, it was another one of those things that was starting to happen again. All your artists would come out with this quality music and people could enjoy it. And it was respectful and it was just good stuff. And I was like, yes, I guess so. Thank God for that. But, you know, this is the thing. A lot of times we're doing stuff and, you know, when you're not the leader, you're just kind of like, you know, a part of the team. You don't really, you're not Dick Griffey, so you don't know exactly where you're trying to go with this. It's just a job, right? And we're just doing our jobs. But it is a blessing to be able to look back years later and go, wow, that was a good job. You know, it wasn't just a job. So when I'm trying to make a point that sometimes when you're just doing a job and you're working for someone, you know, try to be as optimistic as possible because you never know, you know, what
right.
is, you know, when you look back, you never know what you're going to see. You know, you just do your part. Just be the best you that you can be in that situation and be a blessing to the company. And you may, you know, help to take that company.
Right.
Yes. So that's all I have to say about this.
Oh man, you're good. I think again, you was there, and just to just you know have this platform to showcase this every Friday, and for the people, for all the masses who listen and support the show and things like that. This is education. In my humble opinion, and I think you know, and you are the professor. But no, seriously, I think you know, this is what you know. These things like this with music and when you deal with you know all of the stories that you guys say, whether it's like the wrestling matches, and I mean from all of those stories, I know you told that story a year ago, but it's always fresh and new when you hear it every time, but again, these are the things that I feel that are very, you know, to me that's worthy as far as the different dimensions of Solar, and you know, and this is the platform to talk about it, and I appreciate you for doing that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's also I want to just mention and thank you for your kind words. I want to also mention Dina Andrews. Dina Andrews was the A&R person, and she worked in in obviously in the building and outside
right.
of the building, going out and checking on the artists and seeing what's happening and stuff. And so and she had a tough job because, you know, Dick was on the other
side. Mm-hmm.
This and that, you know, and she had to go out there and be the boss in the moment, right? And, you know, and everybody knows that Dick is sending her. So, you know, she was like she's like the whipping stick, right? And so, but she was just so classy. About how she dealt from her. She never really, there was not really any too much to say to us anyway. She was talking to Leon mainly. And it was always just real cool. We all had a good time because I think just because the music was just so much fun. And when you came into our home, which was Studio Masters, when you came into our home, because that's where we lived. We were always in the
mm-hmm.
studio. And when you came in,
mm-hmm.
music well, kind of set the tone as to, you know, how your emotions and your feelings and stuff. So even if you came in there with a bad attitude, you it'd all change once you get in there because everyone's having so much fun. And, you know, it's such a wonderful environment. And you have all these talented people in the studio at the same time recording different parts and people running in with lyrics and, oh, let's fix that. Oh, let's fix the harmony notes on this. Let's do that. And it was always a good, positive thing. So it was always very good, and I just want to give a shout out to Larry, son, and Larry was there
mm-hmm.
all the time in the studio with us, and his brother, and they would to us like it was ours, you know. They just kind of like it would just open the doors and would leave. And, you know, and sometimes they sit there and do some paperwork, but for the most part, you know, they were our family as well. Like I said, we were living there for like a years straight in that Studio Masters on Beverly Boulevard in Beverly Hills, right down the street from the Beverly. You know, very, very expensive mall, too. And we had a wonderful time there recording in the studio too. This is just a little something. We used to go to Golden Bird Chicken. Have you ever heard of Golden Bird Chicken?
No.
Okay.
No, tell me more.
Of course, not, you know, Don loves food. Well, Golden Bird
food is delicious.
Absolutely, some of it is. And so Golden Bird Chicken,
some of it.
It depends on who's cooking it, Jack. Tell me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. And so we, Golden Bird Chicken was really amazing. And it is one of the places that we decided we didn't even decide with words. It was just a place. Everyone had to go. And
mm-hmm.
when we went, we would start working on a song. Right. And then we would go down to Golden Bird and we would eat. And it's something about being happy with that good chicken and the sweet muffins and whatever else they gave us that was really good and unique. They had a unique taste and a unique it was just wonderful. It was just so different. It stood alone just like Popeye's. It kind of stands alone. And so it was just wonderful. And we would come back to the studio and bam, I mean, we would hit those tracks so hard and get it done. So Golden Bird Chicken was a part of our, what do you call it, man? That was something that we, like an ingredient in our recordings. It was a beautiful experience for all of us. And also Fat Burger. Now I'm telling on us, we were fatties. Because we were young, so we were eating... We were eating all kind of wild stuff, but Fat Burger, woo! Fat Burger had those giant hamburgers, and it was so good, and we used to eat that kind of stuff. We were young. Don't forget we were in our 20s, so we could eat anything. And so we were having a great time. But anyway, I just wanted to give you a little bit of the inside history, the little stuff that nobody ever talks about but me.
I love when you give more layers, you're giving more dimensions of these stories because, again, you know, as a listener, as a fan, it's like, okay, we see the artist, we listen to the music, and that's just that one-dimensional, you know, we don't know, you know, what that person is. Did that person like to laugh? Did that person like to joke? Did that person like to eat, you know, good chicken? those little tangibles is what makes people appreciate the artist, appreciate the label a little bit more because you're able to give that insight. You know, you give that more in-depth viewpoint of what happened back then. For example, let's say Howard ordered a pizza, you know, Howard ordered a pizza one day and the pizza man came in there to try to sing in front of him. You know, just little things like that. You know, when you hear the stories like that, it's you know, people say, well, that's kind of boring. No, we love these artists. We love hearing this stuff. It's just something that we like to, you know, we understand that you guys, you're human, just like the rest of us. We have moments to where, you know, have regular moments Wardell's getting gas. You're at the gas station and someone sees, wait a minute, that's Wardell Potts at the gas station getting gas, you know. It's those little things, man, just to let you know that people appreciate that. No matter how boring you might think, and I'm putting it in air quotes, no matter how boring someone might feel that is.
Okay. Well, I know. I'm the same way. I'm the same way when I see, you know, living in California, I used to see all kind of celebrities, and I was around a lot of celebrities. But like I said, I used to live across the street from Ernest Borgnine, right? And I grew up as a big, big fan. I didn't even know I was a fan of his until I used to, when he got old, when he started doing some other movies, and I loved those ship movies that he would do with the Army stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, and I remember I said, oh, I like that guy. And then next thing you know, I had a house across the street from his in Beverly Hills. And it was, and I didn't want to run over to his house and give him a big hug. So what I did was I used to watch him through my camera, you know, take out the trash. And I used to get such a blast out of it.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Look at him. He's taking out the trash. He's taking out the trash. I mean, like, he's human just like everybody else, right? And doing but it's just we all, I mean, even stars have, you know, are fans of each other, and it's a beautiful thing because we can all that means to me is that we appreciate what you do, not that we are fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that fanatic.
That's
retarded. It's we, I appreciate you for what you do, and I'm proud of you, and I support you, and you know, I'm not like a fanatic. I just really like what you do, and I'm proud of you for doing it. And but anyway, let's get back to the music, man, because these stories, they go deep.
That's all right.
All right, so Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, Solar Records Radio. It's about, let's see, we got about another hour and 20 minutes left in the show. Wow, here we go. We're just getting going here. I think I'm gonna have to let Lakeside slow it down. that's one of my favorite songs, right? That. My goodness gracious. Love collage. And Romeo, Where is Juliet? Man, that song, I just don't think it got bigger. It should have got more airplay. It should have, done what it, to me. And, but that's the way it goes, right? It's just, sometimes that's the way life happens. And we have to just be okay with it, I guess. Not that I want to be okay with it, because I feel a sense of injustice. And that song, that group could have been bigger. The same with the Silvers album, the last Silvers album. It didn't get its just due. It did get no love, no promotion, no support. And so no matter how much time or how good your material is, if no one knows about it, it is what it is, right? We're just kind of stuck with that. All right, so I'm trying to make a better adjustment here on my microphone, because is it cutting out now? I hope that I fixed it by moving it a little closer to me. I'm just checking with my associate producers. What do you guys think? Check 1, 2, 3. Check 1, 2, 3. it's a live show, so anything's liable to happen here. Are you guys, can you hear me now? Am I clear? Am I clear or not? Or do we need to take a break and I can come back? Let me know, because Dynasty is ready to go. Anyway, all right, so I'm waiting to hear, but no one's respond. Well, I can see they're trying to respond now. Let me see. Okay, it's okay. All right, so thank you, guys. Thanks. All right, so this is the thing I wanted to share with you guys. When we as artists, just like what we were just talking about, there's no justice sometimes for certain things, and you get a little frustrated. Well, there's a lot that goes into that. There's a lot of reasons for some of these things. Thank you. I'm getting all kind of responses. Thank you, guys. So let's talk about the things that make a difference. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the album covers. Let's talk about what goes into making an album cover. A lot of thought, first of all, right? And so we would think that we would get out of what we put into it. And that's normally the case. If we study hard, that when we go to take that test, we're going to do good because we prepared ourselves. Right. And so when we're working on these records, we go in the studio and stuff, and we're working on the record. The record company is working on the covers. They're working on how they're going to promote it. They want to know the names of the songs so that they could try to come up with an artistic cover that will basically describe what's on the inside. And so it's a process that happens, and it's a beautiful process because you have a team of people working on your behalf to sell your product to the world, and it's awesome, and that's one of the things that I'm so sad about that we don't have anymore, that we have to do that ourselves, because it's such a wonderful creative endeavor when you have multiple people coming together for the purpose of one record. It's dynamic. It's amazing. And then you have your group sitting there talking about, you know, well, what do we want to wear? Like, what is our theme going to be? How, you know, like Lakeside, you know, you guys, we talk about that all the time, right? So, but Midnight Star, look at them. They come out with these different images as well. The silvers are very, very flashy and bright and white, you know, with these big afros, and they come out. And so we do whatever we do to get your attention, to maybe get you to buy our product. And it works. It's a good concept because, you know, when you're flipping through records, like if you go to the record store, remember we used to go to record stores and we flip through the records, and it just, if something just stood out, you want to just look at it. Even you may not have been looking for it at all, but it just, something about it stood out. And that's exactly the goal right there, is to get it to stand out above the rest. And that's kind of like what Greg does here with his flyers and stuff. They kind of stand out. They don't just, it's not just a fly. His stuff stands out. It's very unique and very special. And that's why, you know, we're glad he's here doing this for us, even though he's doing it for others too now. But it's just a beautiful thing to, you know, like when a woman goes to get her hair done, you know, and they put, you know, and they put their makeup on and all. I mean, it helps them to stand out, you know. And for people, they want to get attention. And this is the funny thing. A lot of times women get attention and they don't want attention. It's like, okay, I'm shy. I know. I don't want you all over me, you know, because some of us guys are a little stupid. We're a little dumb. We jump right in. Oh, baby. Oh, I got to have you. Like, get out of here. Calm down, take a break, breathe in. It's going to be okay. Maybe we should start off by saying hi. But, you know, that's just the way we do, right? We get so excited over beautiful women and just beautiful people, period. And so I just want to say that when we're putting our product together, it takes a village. And it's a beautiful thing, and we all work together to, you know, to bring something together that really attracts your attention. Now, I remember being younger, and I was so attracted to album covers, and I used to take them and hang them up in my bedroom. I mean, the actual album cover, when you get posters as well, that's just a plus. But the album covers were going on my wall in my room, and my mom hated it, but it was my room, so I did what I wanted to do. And so, but anyway, so I just wanted to just kind of mention, you know, that is such an important role. It's an important thing that happens with the process of putting, you know, product together. And that's what Solar did, and I was just so glad to be a part. I remember we went to take pictures for one of the Dynasty albums, and just being there, you felt so special. All these lights flashing and people are just, you know, they're beating you, and you know, you just feel so special, and that's a good feeling, because it's like, I guess I made it, or it's just good to feel so special. And I think it, you know, that part of it, people can take it the wrong way and believe that they are more special than others. That's a problem. That's a problem. But the ones that have been raised right, they know the difference. And it's just great to be in that situation. It's an honor and it's a privilege to be around a bunch of celebrities and just doing what you love to do and get paid for it and be respected for it. And it's very powerful. So with that being said, you know, thought that I should share, you know, the inside scoop of what's going on in the what's happening with a lot of us artists. You know, because right now I just put a record out and I needed help, and I got Greg to help me with my album cover. And, you know, we need people to be creative and bring their inputs and help us to do the things that we don't know how to do, right? And so I'm just very, very grateful for talent that God has brought around me and allowed me to be able to capitalize off of the gifts that he's given to others. So anyway, let's get back to the music. And this is Wardell Potts. You listen to Solar Records Radio, and we are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. And I apologize for any technical difficulties, but you understand technology will do what it does whenever it wants to, right? And so I'm going to play a song that I wrote. And I love you guys and appreciate you. This is Dynasty. We'll be back.
musty blue leather suit. My nails were done and my hair was fierce. See, I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride? I want to be
Kitty girl. I think I'm gonna leave right now because I have some things to do. Call my chauffeur. I love you all, but I got to go.
Thank you.
Back to the other mic now. So, but anyway, and so, you know, you meet people like Babyface along the way, and you meet people, Leon Silvers and the Silvers family, which is just a beautiful family. And, you know, you meet the Jacksons, and, you know, you meet just so many stars and celebrities, and just, it's overwhelming. Earth, Wind, and Fire, and hanging out with these guys, and, you know, I'm just a little kid from Philadelphia that was on a little tiny block that had a dream. I said, I want to do this. And I ended up meeting all these amazing people that were doing it and were doing it big. And so I just want to say, if there's something you want to do, do it. No one's stopping you but yourself, right? Just go for it. I have been blessed. And you will be too. And, you know, I think that you cannot swim until you get into the water. You got to get into the water. Just thinking about it does nothing. You have to go for broke. And I did. I was so broke. Oh, my God. I called my dad. I was like, Dad, I want to come home. I'm not used to not having money. I'm ready to come home. And the only reason I stayed at that point, that really changed things for me. And I think we're having internet problems or something, because for some reason my internet microphone keeps dropping out. So we're just going to keep moving here. And I want to thank you guys all for everything. Thank you for tuning in today. We got about another 30 minutes left in the show. And so thanks to my friends, Greg and Astrid. You guys are amazing. I appreciate you very, very much. Thanks to Don Fleming. I know he was going to an important meeting, and he wanted to chime in before he went in. Also, I want to also just remember Goldie Mac and keep him in your prayers. He's home, and I'm glad that he is okay. He didn't really hurt himself too bad. He's just a little bruised up, but thank God, you know, no broken bones. So anyway, all right, guys. So speaking of people that I got to meet Babyface. And so this is his group, The Deal, on Solar Records Radio. All right. Well, anyways, since we are having technical, you guys enjoy a solar mix. Have a blessed and beautiful weekend. God bless you and take care of yourselves and be safe because we still are in a pandemic. I love all of you. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Father God, please protect and take care of my brothers and sisters around the world. Thank you for everything that you do in Jesus' name. All right, guys, go.
Right now, we want you to get your hands together, and we're going to start the party. Let's welcome Solar Recording Artists. Solar Recording Artists.
I don't wanna run my We'll be right back. slavery, something to live for.